This is the Composer's Datebook for November 24th. I'm John Burge. In 1944, while the Second World War ground on in Europe and Asia, David Diamond's Rounds for String Orchestra received its premiere by the Minneapolis Symphony and its conductor, Dimitri Mitropoulos. "Write me a happy work," Mitropoulos had asked Diamond. "These are distressing times. Most of the difficult music I play is distressing. Make me happy." To some in 1944, Rounds sounded as if Diamond had turned to traditional American folk music. But as the composer put it, the tunes are original. They sound like folk tunes, but they are really the essence of a style that must have been absorbed by osmosis. Well, even the stodgy conservative music critic of the St. Paul Pioneer Press expressed her grudging admiration. "It reveals a good deal of talent and resourcefulness," was her verdict. Reviewing a substant Boston performance, New York Times critic Olin Downs was much more enthusiastic. He wrote, "It is admirably fashioned, joyous, and vernal. There is laughter in the music." Rounds has gone on to become one of Diamond's most frequently performed works. Perhaps joy and laughter in music remains as rare and precious a commodity now as it was back in those distressed days of 1944. Composer Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.